From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
And welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. My, oh my, we have so much to share with you today with our global headlines. The first one that caught my eye, the countdown to financial Armageddon. Financial. Again, U.S.-Israeli spat plant seeds of crisis. And can world leaders deliver on a post-nuclear future? Whoa, that is a good question, and we'll be talking about that in just a moment. But Jack and I were discussing just before going on the program today about something that happened when we were in a crusade, a wonderful big audience there, and the Lord was really blessing. But we used to have good times before He would come up and give the message. And this particular night, Jack, you drew to my attention, one of the pastors was sort of teasing, wasn't he?
Yes. Our family came out of the nightclubs of Detroit, primarily the Belgian clubs where my dad was an entertainer. And I would give my testimony on Friday night of the Crusades, from nightclubs to Christ. And the minister got up there, who was the chairman, and he said, if you were in nightclubs, what was Rexella doing? Was she in the chorus line? And she got up and says, he's pulling my leg. And I'll tell you, I roared, the audience roared, and we had a hard time getting him back. But I was able to salvage it with Bible verses. Ecclesiastes 3:4, there's a time to laugh. And Psalm 126, 2, then was my mouth filled with laughing. You really pulled again in that. Yeah. Hey, were you pulling my leg?
Well, you know, there is a good time to laugh. We need to have that medicine of laughing sometimes, especially when we deal with such serious headlines. We're going to take a look at the global headlines. And this first one, friends, is a warning. A warning. Bin Laden, who warns U.S. against executing 9/11 mastermind. That's quite a warning. Again, Arizona's real problem. Drug crime. Oh, my heart goes out to their serious problem there. Questions rise over rule for new X-37 space plane. Now, this is a plane that has a technical type of device, no men on it, but they can do some strange things with it. And it's unclear exactly how they're going to use it. Yes, Jack. Crackdown sought on nuclear material. And then again, old days are here again. Russia, it's not the communist era, but Russia and its former satellites are restricting religious practice again. In other words, they are saying you can't do what you want to do, and that is called, of course, communism. We're going to back up here. Jack, could we go back and forth
right
here, please?
Sure, sure.
There are several different topics that we're dealing with today. And the first one here that I read to you, it has to do with terrorism. Now, is that really in the Bible? Sometimes we try to put things in the Bible, but it really is there, isn't it?
Well, Rexella, there are 1,000 prophecies in the Bible covered by 10,385 verses. And I'm happy to say, according to what Dr. Wolver had to say, that 500 of them pointing to Christ's return are already here. Every one of them. We're going to give you five in a moment. And then when we come back to earth with Christ, for the Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints, in Jude 14, the other 500 occur while we're with Him on terra firma. Well, yes, terrorism is one of the big signs. In Genesis 6:11, it says that in Noah's day, The earth was filled with violence and terrorism, and Jesus picked up on that in Matthew 24:37 when he said, "As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." The world will be inundated with violence and revolutionaries, and believe me, with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and Ahmadinejad preparing 40,000 suicide bombers to come to our country, and many hoping to get atomic weaponry to blow up places like New York City, America is in trouble.
Something else that really troubles our government, troubles me. Pakistan, as you well know, has the nuclear weapon. If the Taliban, right there in Pakistan, were to get hold of it, oh, what a terrible, terrible thing that would be for the world. Jack, that is a problem, and they're really, really considering it, aren't they, in Washington?
Oh, I believe it's coming. The young man that just tried to blow up that automobile with all the explosives in it and kill a lot of people in New York City was trained by the Taliban in Pakistan. And we have a picture where another half dozen Americans were training to come to America. And the Bible teaches it will happen worldwide. And Malachi 4:1 says, "The day cometh that shall burn as an oven." And Revelation 8:7 says, "A third part of the trees was burned." Now that proves the world's not going to end, for it's a world without end. Isaiah 45:17, Ephesians 3:21. But as bad as it seems, it'll only be one third of the earth that's really destroyed during that time.
All right, Jack, and something else we're very concerned about. Did you notice the headline, "Arizona's Real Problem"? The real problem would be drugs, drug crime down there. And Jack, they're bringing it over, of course, across the border. This is terrible. Is that in the Bible, drugs?
You know, this is one of the greatest signs that our Lord is about to return, because this is the first time Revelation 18:23 is being fulfilled in its entirety. The whole world shall be inundated with drugs. Controlled by drugs. It's here.
Now, the United States Air Force has a new spacecraft, the X-37 space plane, and there's really a lot of speculation over it because it's very secretive. Why do we have it? What is it going to do? Jack, a war in space, they're talking about that a little bit.
They're experimenting now. It'll be up there for 9 months, and they say it's going to be one of the most devastating weapons in history. America has it. They're keeping it undercover, saying very little about it. But isn't that what this book says? After we're gone, during the tribulation hour, there was war in space, Revelation 12, verse 7. And how bad is it? Luke 21, 26, Jesus said, "Men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things which shall come to pass on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." Space war.
You know, friends, this article is so disheartening. Old days are here again, and it's all about Russia and the restriction of religious practices once again in that country. Could it happen worldwide? Could we see a restriction of how we want to worship, Jack?
It's already happening, Rexella. I am told that we've had more Christians killed in the 20th century and the first 10 years of this 21st century than all the 1900 years preceding it. And it's going to get worse during the tribulation hour. In Revelation 6:9, he said, "I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus." You also see it in Revelation 13, verse 15, and chapter 20, verse 4.
We're going to go on now with our global headlines. And another serious problem, and in fact, it could be a crisis already spreading into every single nation. What could that be? Here it is. The McAvaney Intelligence Report, out of control, the countdown to financial Armageddon. Financial Armageddon. Going on, the Société Générale says, prepare for global collapse. A global collapse? Going on once again. Now it's a European banking crisis, the global economics. Of course, we know how they've been fighting over there in the streets over money.
In Greece.
Their financial crisis. Crisis spreads into Europe. And of course, they're having all kinds of problems, Spain and Portugal. World races to avert crisis in Europe. Once again, the European Union and the International Monetary Fund approves Greek rescue, warns of the risk if they give money to Greece, will it come back? Asian currencies feel pain of Europe's crisis, and concerns grow over China's sale of U.S. bonds.
They could bankrupt us.
Yes, they could, Jack. U.S. debt, it's not dark yet, but it's getting there. And when deficits become dangerous, of course, they're talking about the significant impact on the pace of economic growth.
Because there's of old our Obama.
Yes, it is. And again, U.S. deficit on record-breaking pace. Here he is again, Obama's other deficit. The president needs to tell the truth on taxes, entitlements, and how to really reform health care before it's too late. And from the Wall Street Journal, deficit balloons into national security threat. It is a pressing national concern. Here's an interesting article by Nick Smith, Control Spending or Cheapen Our Future. Here we go. World Magazine, America's foreclosed housing markets and the failure of big government's promised rescue. Ghost streets. And once again, the G20 moves the world a step closer, to a global currency. Now, Jack has really talked about that. Something that would happen before that could be possible, a global currency, will we have an economic collapse worldwide? Do you think so, Jack?
Now, my regulars have heard me talk about this before, but what people do not realize is we are on an every nation on earth, 247 nations. And while we have a great following on a regular basis, we have tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands every week who turn in for the first time, and they've never heard us before. They don't understand some of these things. So let me show you what the Bible says about the economy for the future. In James chapter 5, verses 1-4, it says, "Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you." Verse 4, "You've heaped treasure together for the last days, and now it's all being lost. You're going into bankruptcy." And because of it, there's a horrendous time of weeping and wailing recorded in Revelation chapter 18. Verse 10 says, "For in 1 hour is thy judgment come." Verse 17, "For in 1 hour so great riches is made naught," is made into nothing. They've become penniless. And verse 19, "For in 1 hour is she made desolate." It gets so bad that in Ezekiel 7, verse 19, they are casting their silver in the streets and their gold is being confiscated, pulled back by the government like it was a number of years ago. And so there's so little hope when we think about the future. But if you're a Christian, don't worry about it. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 25, "And I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly." And we just praise God for what is going on. But Rexella, you had an article there, where this is going to lead. I believe it's going to lead to what is called the mark of the beast. They met in Chancery, Virginia, and he says, at that meeting, it was planned to microchip every human being on earth by our organization. What name is it? The Bilderbergs. Now, is that found in the Bible? Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18. "He calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast." It's the number of a man. It is number 666. And you can find that in Revelation 14, verses 9, 11, 15, 2, 16, 2, 19, 20, 20, verse 4. But to think that you and I have lived to see what could happen here. But remember this, when it happens, we will have already been in the presence of the Lord for 42 months of that 7-year period of tribulation. So sleep well tonight.
I like that, Jack.
Yeah.
Sleep well tonight. We can just trust in the Lord. In fact, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. I'm in control and God is in control." But there is another word here that I'm going to use, crisis. That word crisis seems to be in the headlines everywhere, and this time it's a crisis between the United States and one of her past close allies. And here you see the Jerusalem Report, 2010, a year of decision. And you see there, of course, our president, President Obama, Ahmadinejad of Iran, and Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel. The only democracy in the Middle East. And of course, this is referring to Israel. U.S.-Israeli spat plants seeds of crisis. And U.S. may be seeking Israel regime change. And actually, they're talking about in this article, maybe trying to get Netanyahu out.
God forgive you, Obama.
Oh, my, oh, my. Oh. Here, a dangerous silence. I am shocked by the lack of outrage from Israel supporters as my president changed the U.S.-Israeli relationship from that of closest allies to one of which is we find no trust. Once again, Abbas to Obama, impose, force, Mideast peace solution. Our President Obama promises Arabs Jerusalem will be theirs. And once again, plotting the next Mideast war. Syria threatens to send Israel, back to prehistoric times. Can't believe that headline. Netanyahu, if Iran goes nuclear, Muslim world will follow. Now, this is shocking, and Jack will be talking much about this. Israel as a security asset for the United States. And I want you to take a look there quickly. Many, many names signed this document. We will go back to the beginning. How could this happen? How could we have trouble, a crisis, between our closest ally, the United States and Israel, the only democracy over there? How could it happen,
Jack?
Well,
we just pulled two headlines this week where he's been called the smart aleck president and that he runs a bully pulpit. And it is true. He sat there a few weeks ago and looked at McCain, and McCain disagreed about something. He says, look here, McCain. He said, you're trying to rerun the election and you lost and I won. That's it. And then when Netanyahu was there, he would not have anything to do. He kept him waiting for 3 hours while he sat upstairs eating, taking his time, because he was so upset that Netanyahu didn't want to give up a lot of their land and does not want to give up Jerusalem, and they never should give up Jerusalem, because I say it every week, 930 times, God's holy word says Jerusalem belongs to Israel forever and forever, and not to the Muslims. But he caters to the other crowd, all right? There's no getting around it. We're beginning to see it more and more. Now, what does the Bible have to say about this time? This man who's head of the new world comes to power. It's through a peace contract. He enters in peaceably, Daniel 11:21, and verse 24. And it lasts for 7 years, supposedly, Daniel 9:27. However, there's a country called Russia that breaks it in the middle. And Russia says, I'm going to go against them that are at peace, that's been created by this world dictator. I'm going to take care of this situation. And Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2 says, Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, Rosh, all cities in Russia now fight the war of the latter years and the latter days. They're defeated in chapter 39, verses 1, 2. And verse 12, it says it takes 7 months to bury the dead, every available person doing the job, verse 13. And then the second wave, the second invasion is when China comes. And isn't it strange that the Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a plot and plan whereby Russia and China have said we will work together and defend one another. So the second move, we see the kings of the Sun Rising, British Revised Version, coming to the Middle East. And then it's the greatest war in history. Listen to this. This is frightening. In Revelation 9, verses 14, they hear the angels crying, come out of the great Euphrates, and four wicked angels come out to slay a third part of mankind. It'd be the greatest war in history, for by these three was the third part of men killed, fire, smoke, and brimstone, Revelation 19. And that is the Chinese move. And then all nations come against Jerusalem, Zechariah 14, 2. And you know who this is? The nations of the European Union, and they try to stop Christ from setting his kingdom on earth. He comes on a white horse, Revelation 19:11, but get verse 19 of that 19th chapter. The kings of the earth and their armies are gathered together to make war against Christ. That war is described in Psalm 2, verses 1 to 5, and also in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12. And Christ is victorious, naturally. And he sets up his kingdom and this Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, 6. And of his kingdom and peace, there'll be no end. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Oh, I love it, Jack. I love it. But how can Russia and China really accomplish this? Take a look, a closer look, please. These headlines, Russia to raise nuclear missile output fourfold. Russia sees U.S. space threat, builds a new rocket. And Putin, Russia must counter U.S. missile defenses. He's raising his fist and saying, we've got to do it. And U.S. General says China's military making strides in space. And Moscow moves to counter U.S. power in Central Asia. I think you can see how they're buddies, and they are rising in power, Jack. They can do it.
And the non-proliferation treaty is nothing. It's going to fail, according to God's word.
If ever we needed, friends, to be ready for that great coming of the Lord that Jack was talking about just a moment ago, it's now. If the Lord did come right now, are you ready? The Lord wants to come into your life. He wants to be your Savior. That's why He came. He came to die for you. Open your heart to Him right now and be ready for His coming. Jack, I love the prayer that you're going to say right now, I'm sure.
What must I do to be saved? The Philippian jailer said to Paul and Silas. They answered, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. There is no other way. Will you do it right now and say these words after me? Precious Jesus, Savior of the world, there is no other way to get to heaven but through you, Jesus. Thank you for dying. Oh, how you suffered as you bore my sin that day and the sin of all the world. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me to save me forever. Today, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me now. In your precious name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I trust that you will write to me this week. There's my address on the screen. And I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. I love the first two words on here. First steps. The Lord will take you all the way if you'll trust Him. He's in your heart right now. He'll give you peace. Let me know about it in the mail. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. Oh, friends, if ever we needed to be looking up, we need to look up right now, don't we? I want to leave you with just a thought. Keep the faith, but not to yourself.
Hey.
How true. We need to keep our faith and let it out. Well, we look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.